Track 31. Page 33. Exam practice. EGE Listening Task 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've been friends with two of my friends since we were children. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm really happy to have the friends that I've got. Then I realised I was forgetting my closest friend, my brother, Jack. Jack and I are always hanging around with my, or rather our, other friends all the time. I know Jack and I fight sometimes, but that's just because we're brothers.
Speaker B.
My friend Jill and I share lots of interests. We both enjoy sports, we love the same kind of music, and we like the same TV programmes. You'd imagine that we'd always get along well and never argue with each other. Well, anyone who says they never fight with their best friend is probably lying. Jill and I don't fight very often, but when we do, we always realise in the end how much we care about each other.
Speaker C. I've known Rob since I was 12. We used to ride our bikes together and study at each other's houses. We usually got along well, but sometimes we'd fight about the silliest things, like who was the best football player or the best musician. Then, I suppose we just got tired of fighting and we stopped hanging around together so often. I haven't spoken to him in ages. And to be honest, I don't really miss him that much. Speaker D.
I have a friend named Paulina who's quite fun to hang around with. We go shopping and spend time in cafes together. Anything to relax after school. But I found out something about her that worries me. She said her dad was a doctor, but later I learned that he works in an office. I haven't said anything, but I'm upset. How can I believe anything she says now? I'm not sure we're going to stay friends.
Speaker E.
Sometimes a friend isn't who you think they are. Take my friend Roger, for example. He and I used to have great fun together. We'd play video games for hours and play rugby at the weekend. But when I needed someone to help me move some things, Roger said, "I'm busy." Luckily, my friend Jason offered to help. I'm not really angry with Roger. But recently, I've been hanging around with Jason more often.
Speaker F.
In some ways, I think friends are like a form of entertainment. For example, no one makes me laugh harder than my friend Molly. We were laughing so hard one day that my mum told us to be quiet. But after you've been at school all day, you need to do something to help you lose all that stress. Some people exercise, others read a book or watch TV. Hanging around with Molly actually helps me deal with stress.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I've been friends with two of my friends since we were children. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm really happy to have the friends that I've got. Then I realised I was forgetting my closest friend, my brother, Jack. Jack and I are always hanging around with my, or rather, our other friends all the time. I know Jack and I fight sometimes, but that's just because we're brothers.
Speaker B.
My friend Jill and I share lots of interests. We both enjoy sports, we love the same kind of music, and we like the same TV programmes. You'd imagine that we'd always get along well and never argue with each other. Well, anyone who says they never fight with their best friend is probably lying. Jill and I don't fight very often, but when we do, we always realise in the end how much we care about each other.
Speaker C. I've known Rob since I was 12. We used to ride our bikes together and study at each other's houses. We usually got along well, but sometimes we'd fight about the silliest things, like who was the best football player or the best musician. Then, I suppose we just got tired of fighting and we stopped hanging around together so often. I haven't spoken to him in ages. And to be honest, I don't really miss him that much. Speaker D.
I have a friend named Paulina who's quite fun to hang around with. We go shopping and spend time in cafes together, anything to relax after school. But I found out something about her that worries me. She said her dad was a doctor, but later I learned that he works in an office. I haven't said anything, but I'm upset. How can I believe anything she says now? I'm not sure we're going to stay friends.
Speaker E.
Sometimes a friend isn't who you think they are. Take my friend Roger, for example. He and I used to have great fun together. We'd play video games for hours and play rugby at the weekend. But when I needed someone to help me move some things, Roger said, "I'm busy." Luckily, my friend Jason offered to help. I'm not really angry with Roger, but recently I've been hanging around with Jason more often.
Speaker F.
In some ways, I think friends are like a form of entertainment. For example, no one makes me laugh harder than my friend Molly. We were laughing so hard one day that my mum told us to be quiet. But after you've been at school all day, you need to do something to help you lose all that stress. Some people exercise, others read a book or watch TV. Hanging around with Molly actually helps me deal with stress.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.